Moving on now, more councils have confirmed that they will hold special meetings for aspiring presidential candidates who want to get on the ballot paper. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley has the details. Sandra, who is applying to what councils?
Yes, Paul. Well, I've been contacting some of the 31 local authorities across the country. So potential candidates need the backing of four councils to get on the ballot paper. And this has worked in the past. It worked in 2011 for several candidates. And four people came through this route in 2018. It may not be so certain this time around, though, of course, because Fine Gael and potentially Fianna Fáil may have their own person. And that is going to narrow this route entirely. But at the same time, people have been contacting councils around the country. What councils are telling me is that they are going to hold special meetings between September 8th and 22nd. They are not going to fix a date until after the presidential election order has been signed. Now, we think that's going to happen next week. The Housing Minister, James Brown, is out of the country on government business this week, and the presidential election order will set the date for the election. We expect it to be late October, but it will also set, importantly, the date for the close of nominations. So that will really formalise this whole process. So Dublin City Council tells me that they have earmarked September 15th for a special meeting, although that date won't be confirmed until they get the go-ahead from government. Kildare County Council are looking at potentially two meetings. Galway County Council, Roscommon, Waterford and Meath all looking at special meetings as well. Now, Tipperary County Council have told me that 10 individuals have contacted them seeking to speak to candidates to make their pitch, and the council is going to hold a meeting to hear from all of these individuals. They will make a presentation and then take questions. Now, the best known of those 10 names are Gareth Sheridan and Nick Delahanty, who have already launched national campaigns. Kerry County Council has also told me that 10 people have contacted them. And again, the best known of those names are Gareth Sheridan and Nick Delahanty. But it may be the case that councils may hear from individuals and they may decide at that point they may not nominate anybody. It may potentially also go to a vote, but that is where it may narrow if the larger parties already have people, their own candidates that they are putting forward.
It is a strange campaign. It looks as if we're going to have a late election with big parties like Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin not selecting candidates or announcing them until mid-September.
Yes, and it certainly looks like some of those parties are seeking to have a very short campaign because we know that these campaigns can be very grueling for the individual candidates. So Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday, speaking to various journalists, suggested that they would not formalise their intentions until an Ard Corla meeting around the 19th or 20th of September. And at this stage, she said again, she repeated what she's been saying all the time, that all options are on the table, whether they put forward anybody, whether it's somebody from their own party or whether they back somebody else. And of course, her name's still in the mix there. And Fianna Fáil equally, we would expect in the next week that they will put a process in place to select a candidate. There's been an awful lot of names floating around in the media. There's an expectation that there will be a parliamentary party meeting next week that might formalise an actual process to nominate somebody, because Fianna Fáil, of course, hasn't done this since 1997. So nobody's quite clear on what exactly the rules might be.
Sandra Hurley, RT's political reporter, thank you very much for joining us. More on the end of the UNIFIL mission after this short break.